Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again, this is worst case scenario. I mean, it's not technically worst. Worst case scenario would be you die. But, like, this is an extreme scenario, I acknowledge. But it's possible. You're Micah Parsons. Project the top 10 pick. COVID-19 exists. You're going to have a Big Ten season somehow. You decide, you know what, I'll play. I'm young. I'll probably be fine. You get COVID-19, you, quote, recover, but then you have a heart condition that shows up on your physical. And now NFL teams are skeptical about, do you want to draft somebody with a heart condition? So instead of going sixth, you go 26th. It's a lot of money. You're going to risk that just to play college football under these circumstances? Maybe some people will. In fact, I'm sure some will. But we now know at least two of the projected top 10 picks, they said they won't.
Story number three.
Coaches poll for college football was released earlier today. Clemson got 38 first place votes. They are number one. Dabo Swinney's Tigers. Ohio State, 17 first place votes. Number two, Alabama, 4 first place votes. Number three, followed by Georgia at number four, LSU at number five. University of Memphis comes in the other receiving votes down at what amounts to 30th behind 26 Boise State, 27 Tennessee, 28 Arizona State, and 29 Kentucky. That's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to Ryan Silverfield's Tigers and my little cousin Peter Parrish.
Yeah, I mean, I just if there was no AAC teams in the top 25, maybe I would say, well, they just don't think the league's going to be good this
year. But UCF is at 21.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Disrespectful. That's a disrespectful development. And so what you hope is that there's somebody in that Memphis locker room who feels as disrespected on a daily basis as John Morant does, and they decide to use it as motivation. But still, we won't spend much time on this, but there was a time when Memphis being in the top 30 of a preseason football team was, like, unimaginable.
Yeah, like, let's go.
So it is nice to be disappointed in being 30th in a preseason football poll. And ultimately, if we have a season – and it goes somewhat well, if Memphis does what it's supposed to do, at some point they'll enter that poll and the AP poll. But I should be clear, AP poll hasn't come out yet. It's possible they'll be top 25 in the AP poll. As always, we'll see.
Story number four.
PGA Championship is underway at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, and your first round leader, at least right now, is Jason Day.
Okay.
Shot a 5-under par 65. Now, you got to remember, by this time in most golf tournaments, like, everybody's already finished the first round. This is being played in California, so you got dudes who just teed off about 30 minutes ago. We're going to have primetime golf on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or at least golf that runs later than it would normally run. We'll have to see what CBS does with their window on Sunday. I haven't checked that yet. But the biggest name, of course, is Tiger Woods, and he is 2-under par. Missed, I saw earlier, like a 4.5, 5-foot putt that was a birdie. So that was, like, easy. He'd be 3-under instead of 2-under. But still, 2-under is within three strokes of the lead. And Scottie Scheffler is one stroke back. You familiar with Scottie Scheffler?
I'm not familiar with his work.
Okay. I wasn't really either, if I'm being honest with you.
What's up with Scottie?
I don't know. I was doing some reading last night, CBS Sports expert picks, and my colleague Kyle Porter had as a long shot Scottie Scheffler, because Scottie Scheffler is one of the best players in the world. This is according to Kyle Porter, not me. I'm just stealing his words. Mm-hmm. He said he's one of the best players in the world from tee to green, And the most important thing at TPC Harding Park is just going to be staying out of the rough. And Scotty Scheffler does that better than anybody.
Okay.
Or at least as well as anybody else. And I said, okay, sure.
Jump on Scotty.
At plus 9,000. And now he's 4 under par after one round, just one shot of the lead. So I'm going to be a Scotty Scheffler fan this week. Go Scotty. I usually root for Tiger, of course, and I like Brooks Koepka, and I'm fascinated by Bryson DeChambeau. But as of 5:04 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, August 6th, I'm a Scotty Scheffler fan, so go Scotty Scheffler. Let's go 66 or lower again tomorrow. Jeff Calkins up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Dell or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
If you've ever been thinking about selling your home, now is the time.
That's right. Inventory is low and sellers are getting top dollar.
And there's no better team to call than the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
Call Jennifer Carstensen today at 901-685-6000. She took care of me and she'll take care of you. Visit LiveLoveMemphis.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Great news for any of you folks who have children in the DeSoto County school system. School was supposed to start on Monday, but DeSoto County Schools has announced they're going to delay the start of classes until August 17th, which is a week later. So, Jeff Calkins, we're not quite there in DeSoto County where Shelby County is, but perhaps we're headed in the same direction. DeSoto County Schools is already delaying the start of school for at least a week.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of this, don't you? And you can make your plans. It's like the Mike Tyson thing, you know, whatever. We play Mike Tyson. You can make your plans, and they work until you get punched in the face. And I think that's true, whether it's the University of Memphis and their football ticket situation and their schedule and everything else, or whether you're a school or whatever you're talking about. people can make their plans, and then the virus will determine the reality.
I was talking to a friend of mine today who lives in Chicago, and he has a little brother who is in high school. It's a private school. And he said what they're doing there is socially distancing the desk and building plexiglass, like, boxes around them almost, where you, I mean, you are boxed off from the person next to you. Like, you've got plexiglass on your left and plexiglass on your right. And that's one way they're trying to get through this. I'll tell you, you know, I've told the story enough. My little boys are not going to start school in person.
Right.
And but because school was supposed to start on Monday, this morning Oliver is going to, he starts first grade. And this morning was the morning you go meet your teacher. So even though he is going to be online learning, and by the way, our understanding is that in DeSoto County, we are way in the minority. Like 90% of parents are sending their kids to in-person learning. We're in the 10%. But, you know, even though he's not going to do in-person learning, like, today was the day to go meet his teacher, who he's going to be talking to on the phone or FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. So he, you know, puts his little mask on. He's so cute. And he goes into school. And normally, you know, the first grade teachers, they want to hug the little students. But instead, it's like, you know, they did a little foot tap. Like, that's how they said hello. Like, the whole thing's crazy. But this was the wild thing. The teacher said that there's going to be 22 first graders in her class.
Right.
And the desk were, like, closer than 6 feet to each other. Like, it just... You know, my wife said that, you know, because we've struggled with this decision, but, like, after seeing up close what that's going to look like, confident that we, like, she's glad she made the decision that we made, because I hope it goes well, and maybe it will, but 22 kids in a relatively small classroom, like, basically right next to each other, like, are we certain that's going to work? Like, we can't be certain that's going to work, can we?
First graders?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Seriously? Now, right. And everyone will say, well, first graders don't, you know, aren't going to get terribly sick. And hopefully that's true, right? That seems to be the case. But will their grandparents get sick? The real question is will they keep the spread in the community so we can't get back to normal in anything, right? And then, of course, you saw, I presume, you saw the picture of the high school in Georgia,
right,
changing classes. And you can't. You can't socially distance properly in a school setting. You just can't. I mean, think back when you were in high school. How in the world, you know, when you're changing classes, everyone's in the hall. It just doesn't work. I mean, of course it doesn't work. So, I don't know. Like, how's Lausanne is still in person? What's Lausanne doing now?
You can opt out of that as well. But, you know, at least in the upper school, our understanding is that most students are trying to do in-person learning. And so Aiden's going to try to do in-person learning. And they have put in all sorts. Like, it's a well-thought-out plan. And so given that we spent 3 months of remote learning and we understood the struggles with that, you know, this is one where we make, a complicated decision to allow him to at least try to start his senior year of high school in person, given all of the protocols that they put into place. And, you know, they're limiting all sorts of things. Like, I think there's some outdoor classrooms that they're going to try to implement. You're not going to be changing classes like the way you normally would. Like, that scene that you saw at the Georgia High School is not supposed to be possible at Lausanne once school starts. And so the thing I've consistently said is I have no idea if it'll work, but, like, if it can't work there, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work anywhere. So we're going to try it, but, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. None of this is going to be easy. I think people, just like every other thing under the umbrella of this pandemic, people assume, oh, it'll be fine, or, oh, it'll be no big deal. Oh, we'll open the beaches. It'll be fine. We'll go on vacation. It'll be cool. We'll open the bars. It'll be fine. What we find out is that all of these things we think will be fine, they're never fine. None of them are fine. And
I hate to go. I go back to when John McCullers first came on, and he said there weren't going to be fans in Neyland Stadium, and people just, like, had a, you know, pow. Like, you couldn't, yeah, right, laughing at him. And, you know, because it seemed so far away then, you know.
Right.
And it turns out the scientists, like, are pretty much bang on right about all of this, and it gives them no satisfaction. They were trying to warn us all along. And then you still get people don't get it. Like, I was actually, because I just wanted to see what the reaction to the Memphis ticket plan was. So I went to memphistigers.org, that I rarely go to anymore. That's a message board that I, you know, used to pop in on and see what people are thinking all the time. And I was reading the threads about the reaction to the seating plan at the Liberty Bowl. And of course, there's incredible consternation and confusion about why 12 feet right now, the seating groups have to be 12 feet apart instead of 6 feet. But then even with the 6 feet, I saw people commenting, now, surely if we're 6 feet apart, we don't have to wear masks, right? And I'm like, have you people been paying any attention at all? Yes, if you are, A, you're not going to be 6 feet apart. It's going to be 12 feet because you're yelling and screaming, and that's the rule for 12 feet, not for 6 feet. And then B, like, I don't know, I guess everybody didn't read my 901 FC column, but you should have, because I told you in that column that, yeah, you got to still wear your mask. You're 6 feet apart, or not 12 feet, as the case may be. The people are going to insist that you wear your mask. And it is still true. Like, in Memphis, I think the level of compliance is pretty good, but I'm right now starting to drive Peter to Duke. That's this weekend. I leave him off at Duke, and then I leave Andrew off at UT Chattanooga. Coming back, I meet him at UT Chattanooga and move him in. And I was just at a gas station outside of the city. Half the people didn't have masks on. I mean, it's still, like, so does it surprise me that most people are opting for in-person learning? No, doesn't at all. For their little kids, does not at all surprise me, because I still think there's a level of disbelief about, what? I got to wear a mask if I'm, yeah, you do, really, you do.
That's the problem. Like, I know you were asking sort of rhetorically, like, have you people not read? But I think a lot of these people really don't read. I mean, they read their idiot friend's Facebook post, but they don't actually read or listen to the right people. That's been my thing, like, from March 11th, the moment, like, we really started to understand, oh my God, this is going to change our lives significantly. Like, just listen to the right people. I know sometimes I've run into, oh, so Parrish, why do you think you can talk to us about COVID-19? Because all I'm doing from start to now is repeating what the doctors say. This is not one. I have never tried to argue with the doctors, not once. There are other people who try to argue with the doctors, who try to tell you, oh, well, it's disappointing that high school football might not get played. Why is it disappointing? I mean, I get that. I get why it's disappointing, but when that person says it's disappointing, they don't mean disappointing. They mean it's wrong. Like, it's crazy. Who are you to think you know more than the medical officials who are making these decisions? And the same thing goes with the Liberty Bowl. Like, who are you to think you know better than the medical officials who are telling the University of Memphis it looks like you're only going to have 4,500 people allowed at the Liberty Bowl because of the COVID-19 pandemic? I swear to God, I will never understand why people who aren't medical officials and who barely read the stuff you really ought to be reading think they know better than the medical officials. But sadly, I'm actually friends with people who fall into that category. Like, actually, like, I've had dinner with people who fall into that category.
And it is disappointing, by the way, that only 4,500 people will be in the Liberty Bowl. That's very disappointing. I really stinks for everybody involved. For the fans, for the players, for the university as a whole, for everybody. It stinks. But that's obviously what the health department believes is appropriate right now. And so that's what they're doing. And hopefully, if we all do the right things, next year we can have an actual football season back. The school thing is, I guess this all started when you're saying Sota County is pushing back the start of schools.
Right.
We're pushing it back. And then, I mean, even Laird Beach said they're doing what they're doing. They're planning to play 11 football games right now. But on my show, he said, no, we don't think we're going to play them all.
Right.
Why would we possibly think we're going to play them all? Like, that, no, we hope we get to play a bunch of them, right? But there's nothing that makes you think you're going to play all 11. Of course not.
I was appreciative of his candor, but also surprised that he said it that plainly. You know, like, I just assume that, you know, because I've heard it from other athletic directors, they're like, yes, well, you know, like, you know, Ross Bjork at Texas A&M, who I like, you know, was talking about we're going to have 50% capacity at our football games. And it's like, what? Why do you think that's a good idea? And so for Laird to be already at a place where everybody should be, like, we're barely going to have any fans there, if at all. And, like, you know, good luck. Like, he knows this is going to be challenging. It not necessarily impossible, but very, very difficult. And if the Marlins can't get through the first 2 weeks of a baseball season and the Cardinals can't get through the first 2 weeks of a baseball season, I don't know why any college football program would think they're going to be able to get through an 11-game schedule or even a 10-game schedule. You know, I hope they do because I know how important it is, not only to athletic departments but to television networks who pay me. But, you know, there's just nothing in this country right now that you can you know, look at and then convince yourself, unless you're just oblivious, convince yourself that football, tackle football, is going to go well in the middle of a pandemic like this.
No, I got to say, like, when they hired Laird Beach, and I'm sure you made the same, you know, similar calls that I did, well, basically everybody said was, oh, wow, like, that's a serious hire. And not just because his credentials, but I really am convinced that the stuff that people say about having athletes interested hard and all of that stuff, I think it's true. I think Laird is a good guy, and I do think. But in the end, listen, you got to play football because you're trying to balance the budget, everything else, right? And I'm not saying he's immune to that, but in terms of having someone at Memphis make decisions, who is with integrity, I really think Laird is first class, and if you ask him a question, he will, by and large, give you an answer and not try to spin it. If he can't answer it, he won't answer it. But so, you know, I asked him about how many positive tests they had. I asked him about what he expected to get through a season. I asked him all that stuff, and I just think he's I don't know that there's many people who I would rather have trying to grapple. It's a really hard situation at Memphis, but I think Memphis is in good hands. I think he's a really good guy, and I don't think they're cutting corners, you know, over Memphis in an effort to make this happen. In fact, I've heard people say before that he's been, in terms of moving ahead, he's been sort of part of the brakes on this a little bit because he wants to make sure that it's done right. And I thought, again, if you listen to, he was on with me, but then he's on with Giannotto Jeffrey too. I think that comes through.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And him being so out there publicly today speaking on this Keep Memphis Roaring campaign, I think speaks to the importance of it. And it's a hard thing to ask people to just, like, please just give us your money. But, the truth is, if Memphis had to refund every one of those season tickets, and they won't have to, right? But if they had to, that'd be a hard thing to do. And so one of the things I said in the first hour is, listen, since the time you made your season ticket deposit, like you paid for your season tickets, it's possible you lost your job, your wife lost a job, your husband lost a job, somebody, like, it's possible that you're in a different place financially now and you need that money back to, you know, help get you through a month. And if so, I understand that. And I think Laird Veach would understand that as well. But if it doesn't make that much difference to you to donate the money or to just let them hold it and apply it to your 2021 season tickets, you know, understand it makes a big difference to the athletic department under these circumstances. And that's why you and I think, are on the same page here. Don't spend a lot of time telling people what they should do with their money. But if you can afford to leave your money with them, if they've already got it, it is hugely important to the bottom line of that athletic department right now.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, again, I'm not going to tell people how to spend their money, but I will say that in the end, there are entities that will survive this, and there are entities that will not. And that if you care about a particular restaurant, I think you should go in, and you have the money to do it, order takeout at the restaurant, tip the servers, all of that stuff, because you want them to be there at the end. If it's a place of worship and they can't pay they can't pass the plate like they once did because no one's in church on Sunday or synagogue or anywhere else, then you might put a little more in the virtual collection plate. But it's also true for the University of Memphis. If the University of Memphis has given you pleasure by following their sports programs over the past decade, right now, I don't think, and they're not like blowing smoke. This is not like a minister who's saying, it was up on a tower saying, God's going to claim me unless you give me money. Like, they really are in dire situation, right? And they really are looking at cutting programs, layoffs, cutting back in the way they do things, which they already are doing anyway. But whether it's Memphis basketball, Memphis football, like, this is dire for them. And so you're exactly right. If you are in a position that it doesn't really matter, whether you've already spent the money, that it doesn't really matter if you get the money back, it matters hugely to them what you do and the choice you make. Obviously, if you need the money, one of the options is a refund. One of the options is just to donate the money. One is to apply it to next year. And there's various perks and incentives to do that. But, yeah, no question. Like, they'll give you a refund if you need a refund. But I do think this is a moment you have to decide, what do we want to come out of this on the other side? And if Memphis basketball, Memphis football, and the Memphis athletic program is something that you want, I don't think they're not making anything up. You know, it is absolutely as dire as they are indicating. And I think the way they have conducted this and the way how transparent they are being, I think it makes it never easy just to leave your money. Okay, sure, keep taking my money. But I just think it's so above board and transparent that I kind of admire the way they're doing it, and I think it makes it, I think more people will leave their money partly because of the way they've done it, the way they've rolled it out. Don't you?
I 100% do. I think there will be some people who ask for their money back just because, like, you know, there's a lot of thousands and thousands of people. There's certainly, I would assume the overwhelming majority ask to have their money applied to 2021 season tickets. I think there will be some who say just accept it as a donation, and I look forward to 2021 and whatever that looks like. There will be some that want their full refund. I would assume the majority of people say, just apply whatever I've already given you to my 2021 season tickets. I think that's a totally reasonable option that Memphis is giving you, and it's probably the option most people would take. Do you agree with that?
I guess that's right. I think that's probably right. Most will take that. I think most will take that option. Like, I've seen people say, I mean, I had someone write me and say, because this 4,500 could fit in the Liberty Bowl. And of that, about half goes to recruits, goes to family members of the players and the coaches, and goes to students, right? And someone wrote me and said, this is terrible. It's why should students get first, you know, get higher priority? Well, hey, I don't know how many students, you know, I'm sure the number of student tickets is being whacked too. I guess you can complain about whatever you want to complain about, but I mean, students are why the university exists in the end. I think students should get some priority. And plus student fees, all the students, whether you actually go to the games or not, you're kind of being charged for them in student fees. And so I think there's a real reason to keep the students involved. Other people have said, because now everyone's still going to have to be reseated. You know, some people who would normally would have been, you know, at the 50-yard line or the 40, whatever, they're going to be up in the upper reaches because everyone's going to be 12 feet apart. They're going to have to use the whole stadium. So some people are going to be in places where no one really sat last year. And those people might be irked. But again, it's only one game they want to anyway, probably. So I've seen some grumpiness about different things, and people will be and whatever else. But here's the truth. Like in so much with this pandemic, there is no right answer. There just isn't. There's nothing that is, oh, yeah, that's a great situation. Nothing. There's nothing great about any of this. And so, and I think given the circumstances, given what they were dealing with, they've done a good job.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's switch gears to the NBA. I got good news and I got bad news. Which would you prefer to discuss first?
Well, let's have the bad news first.
Okay, bad news first. Utah Jazz are playing the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow. The Spurs at this moment are just two games back of the Grizzlies for eighth in the West, and the Utah Jazz are benching their entire team. Out, Mike Conley. Out, Rudy Gobert. out Donovan Mitchell, out Royce O'Neal, out Nigel Williams-Goss, it doesn't mean that they can't still win the game, but the Spurs...
They're not going to win the game. Come on.
Yeah, listen, a 19-point underdog beat the Bucks 2 days ago, so I never say never, but the Spurs are going to be favored over the Utah Jazz, which makes things more difficult for the 0-4 in the Bubble Grizzlies. But we've known for a while these are the types of things that could happen at Disney World. In fact, on some level, we were sort of counting on it with the Milwaukee Bucks. So now the Grizzlies are on the wrong side of that.
That ain't the only bad news. Phoenix is on a tear. They just beat the crap out of the Pacers. They're undefeated in the bubble.
So that picks.
How many back are they now?
They're 30-39.
Yeah, I've got my own standings and all my percentages right here in my file. I keep updating throughout the day. The Suns are now 2 games back of 8th. Just like the Spurs. So your Blazers 1 game back, Spurs and Suns 2 games back.
You know what this means? Grizzlies might have to win a game.
they might. You know what? But they really, I think they do have to win a game to get there. I still don't think 0-8 gets them there. But
you mean, and by there, you mean into the play-in game as the 9th seed.
Oh, sure. If they go 0-8, the Blazers are going to pass them. And the Blazers are probably going to pass them even if they win 1 game. I'm assuming that the Blazers are going to be in 8th place in the Western Conference by the time this thing is over, because the Blazers are good.
Right. No, the Blazers are good. Carmelo, like, you know, Carmelo used his used that break the way we thought Zion was going to. You know,
somehow 45-year-old Carmelo Anthony got in shape during the break, but 20-year-old Zion couldn't. What a mess. So. That's the bad news. The bad news is that the Jazz are benching everybody for their game against the Spurs. And as Bennett offered more bad news, the Suns can't stop winning. The good news is that the Pelicans got their brains beat in again today. So they now have to go 3-1 in their final 4 games to pass the Grizzlies. Even if the Grizzlies go 0-8, and it's not impossible, given that the record is—I mean, the schedule is Wizards, Spurs, Kings, and Magic—but it does make it more likely than it was, say, this morning, that the Grizzlies can. I mean, ultimately, two teams have to pass the Grizzlies. The Blazers are going to do it. I'm not sure anybody else is going to do it, even if the Grizzlies don't win a game. Because here's something I've learned over the past week: when you enter the bubble with a cushion, you actually don't have to win as long as the team's chasing you don't win either.
Yes, that's true. I'll be honest. I don't really care.
Stop caring.
And here's why. Like, well, I guess it would be ignominious if you don't even make the play-in game. If they're the 9th seed, do you think they're going to beat the Blazers?
No. Here's what I predict.
You think they're going to beat the Blazers once? It just gives you an opportunity to go 0-9 in the bubble instead of 0-8 in the bubble. So why do I care?
In
some ways, it might be more honorable to not make the play-in game and avoid another L.
Yeah, because like right now they are on. I still think they might win a game somewhere. And then, you know,
on the theory that, like, someone else is going to sit their whole starting lineup.
Yeah, like, at some point, you just got to beat somebody, right? It's like if you go out and you hit 8 golf balls. Like, one of them's got to be good, right? I mean, come on. So, like, they'll win a game, I guess, and then they'll be – here's what I would predict. 1-7 in the, you know, in the seeding games. 9th seed, play the Blazers, lose by 20.
Yeah, is that better than if so let's say San Antonio because Utah's not playing anyone or whatever, then they beat New Orleans and like so they pass the Grizzlies and it's San Antonio that gets beat by Portland. Who cares? With all due respect, once Jaren went down, it just changed my expectations for the whole thing. I'm not gonna be disappointed by anything anymore, right? So now I can actually be like if they win some, I'll be, yeah, that was plucky of them. That was nice. But I'm not going to be disappointed anymore, and I'm not going to be disappointed if they don't make the play-in game. They've got their excuse, and it's not even an excuse. It's a reason. And so I get that this is good news and bad news, but I don't know that even the good news, like, okay, great, you get a chance to go 0-9 instead of 0-8. Like, how good news is that, you know?
I know. Like, I too have, like, my enthusiasm for what this could be is no longer there. Yet I'm still following it, like on an hour to hour.
But you've turned it into, you're following it because you think it's hilarious to think it makes you play yes. a game without winning a game.
Yes.
Now you're following it for purposes of comedy rather than enjoying the competitive aspect and dreaming big for your team.
Like, yeah, I wanted Ja, Jaren, Justice, Tyus, all healthy Grizzlies 8 seed, eliminate the Blazers, and let's just go take a free swing at LeBron. And if nothing else, you get to watch the Grizzlies, the young future, you know, future great Grizzlies play the Lakers, you know, and on national television four times.
And they would have been on all the time. Everyone would have been talking about them. Ja, you know, big stage. Like, that was going to be Ja going up against LeBron. It was going to be fun. And I'm sorry we're not having that, but I hate to say it, we're not having that. And even if they somehow got to that series, we're not having that. So I wanted that too, but it's not happening. There's a lot I want that's not happening, honestly.
All I wanted was baseball and the NBA to come back. I was looking.
And you get to be at school.
All I wanted, if you'd have said, Gary, you have three. Two months ago, you take me and you say, Gary, you have three wishes. What are your three wishes? I say, I want my kids in school. Two, I want Major League Baseball back. And three, I want the NBA back. Fast forward to today, my kids can't go to school. Major League Baseball is back, but the Mets are in last place, trailing a Marlins team that had 19 players test positive for COVID-19. What? And the Grizzlies are also, like, in the bubble at least, last place. Like, it's like my whole my life is great, but like
it should have been more specific. But those last two wishes. Right?
Yeah. I don't just want Major League Baseball back. I want Major League Baseball back and the Mets to not suck. Oh, let me make it worse. The Mets are in last place, trailing a team that had 19 positive COVID-19 tests, and their big bat in the middle of the lineup, the guy who hit the game-winning homer on opening day, he just quit the team Sunday morning, like James Wiseman.
Like James Wiseman.
Like Jonas Cespedes is
James Wiseman told someone, didn't he?
Yeah, yes. At least he texted somebody. Jonas Cespedes just went to the mall. Like he didn't show up for the game, but he was photographed with random people at the mall. Like think about my sports life the past 12 months. My alma mater's best player quit the team the week before Christmas. my favorite baseball team's one of their best players quit the team Sunday morning, went to the mall, and the Grizzlies they lost two starters in their backup point guard. Like, what did I do to deserve all this?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm sure nothing's not the answer, I feel like I deserve better than this. I don't know how much better than this, but this is – I don't know. Anyway, hey, the Mets have an off night tonight, and the Grizzlies are off today, so I don't have to suffer. I don't, it'll be – I don't have to watch any of my favorite stuff lose today, but I'll be back at it tomorrow, I'm certain. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll see you later.
See you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Dude, you don't even have to say anything. I'm with you. I was so excited for everything to come back.
Hey, the Orioles are in second place.
I know. Hey, let's go O's. And they're doing that with, like, every other game getting canceled, literally.
Yeah, so I need you tonight to knock off the Marlins.
The Marlins aren't bad. They're in first place.
You know what? Like, in the other season, you would look at them off to a 5-1 start, and you'd be like, so what? It doesn't matter.
It's only 60 games.
It's only 60 games. Like,
it doesn't matter if you suck.
You don't have to hold. And by the way, for them, it's not even going to be 60 games.
Right.
They can't get to 60.
Right. It's going to be the same for Baltimore because they had all those series. Yeah.
So, like, in any other year, you'd be dismissive of the Marlins. But, like, in a shortened season and even shorter than 60 games, they might be able to hold this thing together long enough. By the way, like, you really only have to be top two in your division automatically goes.
Right.
And then there's two other wild cards. So, like, more than half of baseball is going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Somehow the Mets are still going to miss that, and the Marlins are going to get in. Did you see the Marlins' Twitter account last night?
Oh, what did they say?
they tweeted the standings that had the Marlins, a picture of the standings
first, yeah.
in first place, and then right next to it, it was somebody with a sign that said, "We want Bama."
That's pretty good.
The Marlins are ready to take on Nick Saban's Crimson Tide. We'll be back in a second.
Sports are coming back, and Irene Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for only $140 a month through May of next year. This includes driving range, putting, and chipping greens, everything you need to take your game to the next level. You can also be part of their seasonal scramble tournaments that include great prizes. Don't forget, membership comes with gym, pool, and tennis court access, and as I mentioned, it's only $140 per month. Visit IreneGolfCC.com and sign up today. Irene Golf and Country Club, located off Hacks Cross near Shelby Drive.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
So, James had a home in Bartlett that met his needs until the pandemic hit, but then he started working from home, and being there all day every day made him realize he needed more space. So he called Josh Hysaw, got his home sold in just one day, and now he's in a bigger home, all thanks to Josh Hysaw. How did Josh do it? Did it with a 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. If you try to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
A television show that defined a generation.
Hi, Zach Morris.
Hey, what is going on here?
I'm talking, of course, about Saved by the Bell. Whether you tuned in when it first aired or caught reruns on cable hungover, everyone has seen Saved by the Bell. Everyone except this guy.
Hi, I'm Mark Paul Gosselaar, but you might know me better as Zach Morris. Proud Bayside Lion.
Tiger.
Come on, I knew that.
Did you?
Listen, I haven't watched an episode of Saved by the Bell since I left the set over 25 years ago. I didn't watch it when it was on either. I've never seen what fans assure me is one of the greatest shows of all time.
My name is Dashiell Driscoll. Unlike Mark Paul, I've seen every episode.
Join us as I revisit Bayside High for the very first time. I've got the world's biggest expert, and we can have guests. You know, I'm still friends, really good friends, with some of the people who made the original show.
What do we call it?
Zach to the Future. Listen and subscribe for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, one subject notebooks are 25 cents each. Plus, marbleized composition books and 24-pack Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each.
In front of the TV.
Ah, no chance, kiddo.
Shop in store, pick up curbside, or order online. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 8/31. While supplies last. Limit 30 in store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we think for.
This is what we think, hey.
Check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of decks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I get expensive fabrics. I got expensive.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock, which allows you to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And understand that they have lower than normal rates available right now, which is great because if this pandemic has taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you got a local doctor, you got a local dentist, you got a local attorney. You need your own personal local insurance agent as well. Somebody that's got a 901 in their phone number, and that is the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com. Update from the PGA Championship. Jason Day is still alone atop the leaderboard. He shot a 5-under par 65 in the first round. Bryson DeChambeau, who has risen to top 10 in the world and is probably outside of Tiger, because of Tiger's always the biggest story, developed into the biggest story since the PGA Tour resumed, because he put on like a million pounds and started hitting the ball farther than anybody else. He is 2-under par through 7, but he will be playing the rest of this round without his driver.
I saw this.
He broke his driver.
I mean, that just, it just sets itself up. Like
you imagine spending entire quarantine, protein shakes, and eating, working out, all so that your new approach to golf is basically, I'm going to hit it as far as I can, and then I'll figure it out when I when I get down there. And now you're at the PGA Championship, your first major since you put on all this weight,
yeah,
and you don't have your driver.
Dude, I love the kind of back and forth with him and Koepka.
Did you see that?
That they don't like each other. That's fun.
Well, it's,
golf needs that.
It started, I think last year, where Brooks was in a press conference complaining about how slow Bryson plays. He was asked about it, and he just said, it's ridiculous. This is golf. It's not that complicated. Because people who don't know Bryson DeChambeau, he, is scientific with everything. Mm-hmm. And, it was fun. Walking the course with him last week, you could hear everything he's saying. I mean, I was 10 feet from him while he's talking to his caddy. And I don't know what was going on, but it'd be 2, 18, 11, it's like he's calculating stuff.
Okay.
And he's constantly walking things off. He is really into the numbers of everything. And so Brooks last year complained about this. He's like, listen, just hit the ball.
Shut up.
That's Brooks' approach. Brooks' approach is this is it's golf. The ball's on the ground, hit it where you want to hit it. That's what I do. I know that is overstating it. It's in two entirely different philosophies to the approaches to the sport of golf. And so Brooks was just trashing Bryson in this press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Bryson went over to Brooks's caddy and said, hey, tell your boss, if he's got something to say, he needs to say it to me. And so Brooks's caddy was like, okay. So the television cameras actually caught it that the next day after Brooks said this stuff, they all getting ready to start their round. And, I don't remember where Bryson was, driving range, putting green. But, there's camera. Brooks walked right up to Bryson and says, okay, I'm here to say everything I said right to your face. Whatever they said, they said.
Mm-hmm.
But Brooks, went right to him, noticeably. And they've been on the wrong side of stuff, twisted up ever since. So there was the moment today after Brooks's round, and he was being interviewed like you are. Brooks, by the way, shot 400 par, 66. He's one shot off the lead. And he was answering a question about whatever. I didn't even see the question. But the clip that's going around on social media, Brooks, like, with a smile after explaining something, said, you know, there's no reason to get all scientific about it. And he sort of smiles.
That's
pretty good. And the person interviewing him, like, sort of chuckles. And then Brooks has, like, got a smile on his face, clearly taking another shot at Bryson DeChambeau. So I'm with you. I love that, that two of the best golfers in the world clearly don't like each other, because it's a little, you don't get that a lot in golf. Like, everybody
have we ever
everybody hates Patrick Reed.
Okay.
But that's not as much fun, because it's just like everybody hates Patrick Reed.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it's like that one guy that you go, like, just everybody hates him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Patrick Reed. But everybody, I don't think, hates Bryson, but Brooks hates Bryson. And I would assume because Brooks hates Bryson, Bryson hates Brooks back. And the idea that Bryson doesn't really talk about it too much, but Brooks seems to take a shot at Bryson every chance he gets. And so it makes it fun. I'm looking forward to the rest of this PGA Championship this weekend, because, you know, you got some big names there right at the top. Brooks Koepka, one shot back. Tiger Woods is three shots off the lead. Daniel Berger, who's won here in Memphis twice, only two shots off the lead. Bryson DeChambeau, again, two under par through seven, but he broke his driver, so now he's got to play the rest of this course like a normal person. I wish him luck. Be back with dinner to go.
All right, listen up, Ed Bugs.
Yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattresses. Roaches.
Yeah.
To a zone, everywhere there's a crack. Round recluses.
Yeah.
You're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
We're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
It's game on with Radio.com, your home for everything sports. Find all the coverage you need of this historic season on the biggest sports radio stations in the nation. Get all the news across all the leagues. Plus player and coach interviews. Get even more in-depth on CBS Sports Radio. And Radio.com Sports Originals keep you in the know with swings and misses. And you better you bet with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. It's game on. Get all the action on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Now, our first witness this morning is Butch.
Well, when the fight broke out, I got stabbed in the back, and I pulled my knife and hit him. That was the first person I ever killed.
Butch Crouch was a Hell's Angel who'd murdered people and then rolled over and became a government witness.
He was giving up details of this crime only somebody that was there would have known about.
What good's a man?
In his right hand, he had an automatic handgun and blood over his chest.
What exactly happened here?
Two people were murdered. A house was set on fire. Because of Crouch, I've been hiding in the witness protection program for most of my life. But I'm done hiding. From C-13 Originals, a division of Cadence 13, welcome to Relative Unknown, a new podcast about the stories and family we can't escape. Download Relative Unknown for free now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey,
Hey, this is Andrew Mitchell with Intercom. I've helped tons of local companies reach their marketing goals and could do the same for you. All it takes is a meeting. There aren't many guarantees in the marketing world, but I can guarantee that I'll work really hard to help you achieve all your goals. I'm a local dude that loves helping local businesses. Doesn't matter the size of your company, just give me a call or text, right, Milo?
Yep, all you have to do is just call or text my dad, Andrew Mitchell, at 901-461-0282.
That's Andrew Mitchell at 901-461-0282. Let me be your marketing dude.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the
I've been
puppet.
Telling you about Cooper Systems for more than a decade. You know it is the place you can get a new computer, refurbished computer, and yes, a custom-built computer. That's what they can do with Cooper Systems. The Phoenix computers, you can customize a computer that is perfectly suited for you. Like, imagine having a machine built to your specific needs and not prepackaged with what the mass manufacturers want you to have. You can't get that at the big box stores, but you can definitely get it at Cooper Systems. Whether you need a gaming computer or a computer for work, whatever you need, if the big box stores don't have anything that's perfect for you, the best thing that you can do is get something that's perfect for you, and you can do that at Cooper Systems. You get in touch with Lee, Lauren, and the other consultants at Cooper Systems, and just tell them. They've been doing this for a long time. You don't have to tell them what kind of computer you need. You probably don't know. I wouldn't know. But you tell them, here's what I will be doing on a daily basis on a computer, A, B, C, D, and E. They'll say, okay, we have that for you, or let us build it for you. They can do either one. 360-9679, 360-9679. Give them a call. Let them help you. It's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let's talk about the positive sports news of the day. And not only that the Pelicans got their brains beat in by the Kings, it's that my little cuz, Peter Parrish, former LSU Tiger, has committed to be a University of Memphis Tiger. He is joining Ryan Silverfield's program. And if you look at the recent history of Memphis football, the success, it is usually tied to, or at least somewhat tied to, either players who went to big schools and then transferred in, or players who were in high school and maybe had an academic issue or something along those lines. In other words, the talent is there. Maybe something else isn't quite, mm-hmm. but that's how you can get them at the University of Memphis. My little cuz seems to fall into that category, and so now Peter Parrish going to be on campus at Memphis, and someday, theoretically, the starting quarterback for your Tigers.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Blazers Nuggets seeding game, ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex down at Kissimmee, Florida. The Blazers are one game back of the Grizzlies for eighth in the West. Nuggets are 45-23, half game back of the Clippers for second in the West. And yet, and this will speak to how good Portland is right now and healthy, the Blazers are a 4.5-point favorite over the projected third seed Nuggets tonight. So again, 4.5 points, Blazers are your favorite. The total is 230.5. You're rooting for the Nuggets if you're a Grizzlies fan. Tip is at 7 o'clock. You can watch it via NBA League Pass.
What should I watch on TV?
Nothing at all. You should watch Instagram tonight.
What's going on?
Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz versus battle.
Okay. I'm down with that.
That'll be fun.
I met Rick Ross.
Those I did too.
Yeah. Remember, he was up here one time.
Yes. We were just hanging out with Rick Ross, like out in the hallway. Yeah. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Yeah, he had a blunt. But,
I don't know that he had one with him.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, I know that he had one in the car because when I walked in, I was like, man, who is smoking in the studio? Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, it's Rick Ross and Rick Ross's friends. And so Rick Ross against 2 Chainz on Instagram tonight. I'm sure that'll be awesome.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Whether it's at the Commercial Appeal or Daily Memphian, there's multiple stories about the Keep Memphis Roaring campaign that is so crucial to the University of Memphis Athletic Department. So if you want to properly understand, Jeff had a column at DailyMemphian.com, exactly what the Memphis Athletic Department is going through because of COVID-19. You can read that. Again, Jeff's got a column. Just go there, DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It will be Friday. Grizz Thunder tips at 3 o'clock right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I will not have a show tomorrow. All praise to the bubble. But you should still listen to 92.9 because Eric Hasseltine will be calling the game. Pre-game with Jessica Benson starts at 2:30, then Grizz Thunder at 3 o'clock. So I will talk to you again on Monday. Hopefully the Grizz will not be 0-6 in the bubble by then. But we'll see. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Please wear your mask. And like I said, I'll catch up with you again on Monday. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
South's number one for sports. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.